VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future relations that appeared doomed to defeat on Tuesday.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
Ms. May said she'll go back to the EU to seek reassurances over the future of the border between the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the 27-member bloc in Northern Ireland. European Council President Donald Tusk said Brussels was ready to discuss a smooth ratification, but neither the withdrawal agreement nor the so-called Irish backstop will be renegotiated. Prime Minister plans to meet with her Dutch counterpart and German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called it an extremely serious and unprecedented situation.
The government has lost control of events and is in complete disarray. Yep. Yes. It's been evident for weeks that the Prime Minister's deal did not have the confidence of this House.
That's right.
Yet she ploughed on regardless, reiterating, this is the only deal available.
Markets reacted nervously. The EU on Monday extended sanctions against Congolese President Joseph Kabila's hand-picked successor just 2 weeks before the African country goes to the polls to elect a new leader. Travel bans and asset freezes are being maintained for a year against Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary and 13 other people for obstructing the electoral process and a crackdown on protesters. In the meantime, Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege, the co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, warned Congo's election on December 23rd could lead to conflict if it is deemed not free. This is VOA News. In an address to the French people late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts as part of an economic package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce fut d'abord la colère contre
he said first it was anger over a fuel tax, and that was canceled. But Mr. Macron said the anger is deeper and justified in many ways. He said it was the result of 40 years of malaise. Professor Dominique Moissy, special advisor at the Institut Montaigne, think tank said it may not be enough.
It's the second act of his presidency that started tonight. The only question is whether it was not too late, and still whether it was not too little.
French students are blocking the entry to over 60 high schools throughout France on what they dubbed Black Tuesday. Emboldened by the Yellow Vest movement, they're protesting certain high school reforms and requirements for national service. After more than 4 years under military rule, Thailand will hold a general election in early 2019. Thailand's Election Commission announced Tuesday that elections will take place on February the 24th. A Canadian court will decide the fate of a top executive of the giant China telecom Huawei, whose extradition is being sought by the U.S. related to sanctions violations charges. The case of 46-year-old Meng Wanzhou has angered China and comes at a time of trade tensions with Washington. Philip Levy, a former Bush administration trade advisor, said the U.S. has had long-standing concerns about Huawei.
There are concerns that it's far too close to the Chinese government, to the Chinese Communist Party, and that it might take some actions if it gets involved in the U.S. communications backbone, which compromise the national security of the United States. This is a really unusual step in that it got personalized, and the chief financial officer, who's also daughter of the founder, was arrested at the U.S. request.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese negotiators conversed by telephone on Tuesday on a timetable for trade talks to meet a March 1st deadline. The U.S. announced it is sanctioning three North Korean officials, including Hwang Hae-cho, a close advisor to leader Kim Jong-un, for rights violations and censorship. Also named were the state security minister and the head of propaganda and agitation department. The sanctions include asset freezes under U.S. jurisdiction and a ban on transactions with U.S. citizens. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.